move on to talk a bit about the housing. The housing we see around us now is for the rainy season. During the dry season, the Hadza don't bother to build an actual structure. The main problem with the dry season is a strong wind, and the concern of the Hadza is to build a windbreak, either of tree branches or particular plants, and they'll put their skin on the ground behind the windbreak. And the houses we see now are mainly built to keep out the rain. And what they are small beehive-type structures, 5-6 feet in diameter, made of tree branches covered with grass. Women go out and cut branches of a tree, just a branches an inch or so in diameter, and they stick the branches into the ground in a circle. Then they'll cut smaller saplings and wind these through the upright branches to sort of hold the upright branches together. Then on top of all of that are placed bundles of grass. So they're simple structures to make, and they can keep the rain out for a few weeks. And they're really cozy. The people then will sleep inside these houses. They put their skin on the ground. And there are always two fires in a house. One inside the house is going pretty much most of the day, and that's to keep you warm at night. And then just outside the house, there'll be the cooking fire. And what that is three stones in a triangle with branches coming in between the stones to keep the fire going. And that's where all the cooking is done, roasting of meat, cooking maize meal, if they get maize meal, roasting birds, cooking the tubers.
How long do people stay living in a house such as that?
The average would be about 2 weeks that a Hadza family stays in a camp. There's great variation. Sometimes I've known people stay for 2 months, other times just a few days. And the causes as to why Hadza move are varied, and it's very hard to find out exactly why they do. But what I've noticed is that a shortage of food is never the reason why Hadza move. It's never the case that they've eaten out all the food in one area and therefore have to move somewhere else. I know Hadza have told me one of the reasons they've moved from a particular area is because someone's been sick and there's a bad feeling about the place. They could just have had a cold or diarrhea, something like that. And they want to build a new place, even just 100 yards away. Other times they just feel like moving. And it's impossible to find out why. It's like asking you why you write with your right hand rather than your left. You just do. The Hadza just move.